Hey everybody, welcome to the next episode here on the True Secret Podcast. I'm your host, Caleb Shaner. Thank you for joining me. Again, it is such an honor to be able to sit here in the studio with you. Again, just talking, just thinking back and reflecting on this week and since we talked last, and there's been some things that I've had some time to think about this week, and it's been really good. I've been thinking about some of the battles that I've had to face last year, 2023, and kind of bringing some things with me into 2024. But again, the battle is the Lord's, and that's something that I'm learning, and I think we all can learn how to do is to turn the battle over to the Lord, because he ultimately wins every battle. But it's pretty interesting because, the Lord will allow us to go through the battle, because it strengthens us, it builds us, and it not only that, but it also just encourages us to take the next step of faith, and trusting the Lord. And, we pray and we say, God, take this battle from me. God, take this pain from me. But you think about it, God will allow you to go through that because not only will it help strengthen you spiritually, mentally, and physically, but it'll also help you to trust him more. But it'll also help you to help someone else. And so, looking with the thought of built through battles, Psalms 37:39 says, "The Lord is their strength in the time of trouble." And so, a quote written in D.L. Moody's Bible says this: "Life is a grindstone. Whether it grinds you down or polishes you up depends on what you are made of." What are you made of? Are you made of spiritual things? Are you made of things that are strong? You allow yourself to be fashioned by the Lord. Iron. Are you strong? Or are you fashioned with the things of the world, the ideals of this world? Something to think about. People are usually better in adversity than prosperity. Thomas Watson. That's so true. People are usually better in adversity than prosperity. Why? Because we hit rock bottom. And when we hit rock bottom, there's nowhere but up to go. But not only that, but that teaches us, strengthens us, it motivates us even. Our motivation, I know whenever there's times where I've been down, hit the bottom of the barrel, sort of say, and I've been able to look up and it's my motivation. My wife, my kids, I look around my family and I'm like, I gotta keep going for them. I gotta keep pushing. My church, my job, there's things that have come up that it's like, but no, that's what the enemy wants me to believe. And there's things that, I have had to push through. I have said, no, I don't want to, but it's like, no, I have to. And there's times where it's like, it's easy to wake up on a Saturday morning and be like, I'll read my Bible later. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to get my coffee. I'm just going to relax. I'll read my Bible maybe later on in the afternoon or evening, or, if I skip a prayer time here and there, it'd be okay. No, I've done that, and man, it doesn't help, because guess what? When adversity comes, I have not exercised my faith. I have not put into practice, and I have not spent time in the locker room with the coach reviewing the plays. And where do you find the playbook? It is God's word for the Christian faith. Lewis S. Schaefer says this: "The Christian who imagines that life in the promised land is one of rest from temptation and conflict is due for a surprise. There is not less temptation, but more strong and subtle temptation. There is no less conflict, but more consistent conflict. The difference lies in the fact that in Canaan, the battle is not fought under our own leadership, but under that of the victorious man with the drawn sword who has never suffered defeat. It is not rest from conflict, but rest in conflict. In Canaan, Israel lost only one battle in 7 years, and that was because of culpable disobedience and sin. Look, you think about the children of Israel and their battles that they've fought. Those times where they turned their back on God, they lost the battle. But the times they kept their eyes on God and they worshiped God and they focused on God, they were strengthened and won the battle. Look, I don't know what you're going through, but I know that in your times of trouble, in those times of battle, we need battle buddies. We need someone to come alongside us and say, hey, I'm here for you. I'm praying for you. Where can I help you at spiritually? What can I do for you to help you in this situation and to help you win? Many times we, as Christians and, well, just as people in general, when conflict arises, it seems to be more of like, you're on your own. You got to fight this on your own. It's your battle to fight, not mine. And some battles, yes. But a majority of the battle, we can at least fight with our brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer. We can rise up in prayer and we can get on our knees and pray and go before the Lord and ask the Lord to strengthen them. Look away from the difficulties and dangers. When a man is walking along some narrow ledge among the Alps with the precipice at his side, the guide will always say to him, "Do not look down or you perish." Alexander McLaren. Look, there's an edge. There's a line. And all too often, we flirt with that line. All too much, we try to get ourselves so comfortable with that line and the danger that we will walk that line so close that all it takes is one slip and we fall. The world wants you to believe that that line doesn't exist, that the fall doesn't hurt. That it's just you if you fall. Look, there's going to be some tribulations. There's some battles that you're going to fight. There's going to be some fire in your life. Are you going to allow it to forge you? Are you going to allow it to develop you spiritually? To strengthen you. You can allow the Lord to be your guide, to be your strength in your time of trouble. Second Corinthians 1:4, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Oswald Chambers says this, "Sorrow burns up a great amount of shallowness. You can always know the man who has been through the fire of sorrow. You are certain you can go to him in trouble. He has ample leisure for you." You know, have you ever looked at somebody and said, man, he has been through some battles. Man, he has seen victory and he has seen defeat. There have been men of God that I have been able to hear preach, that I have met personally, that I know that God has, they have been through some through some stuff. But yet they trusted God and they became stronger spiritually. You know, we look at things, these men, and we go, man, they're spiritual giants. Well, how did they become spiritual giants? Because of the circumstances in their lives that allowed them to strengthen their heart and their faith in the Lord. And then they turned around and strengthened someone else by giving them encouragement, by praying for them, by encouraging them, by walking with them. Listen, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what trials you face. But keep on keeping on. Keep running the race. Just like a marathon runner, right? You train, and then whenever it comes time to race, you race. You're going to come through a bunch of trials along the way. Fatigue, muscle cramps, health issues along the way. Yeah, you prepared, but your body is going to try to fail on you one way or another. But if you don't prepare, you're not going to get very far in that marathon before you quit, because you did not prepare yourself for that race. All depressing circumstances lose their power for evil when our faith takes firm hold upon the promises of God. Charles Spurgeon. Adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with. Robert Layton. Look, it may be hard. You may be suffering. You may be going through something right now. But don't give up hope. Keep moving forward. Take the next step. Say, man, I keep taking a step, but it seems like I fall on my face every time. Then get back up and take another step. God is with you. Look, you can't just give up. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to give up. But we got to look him in the eye and say, no, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give in. God is on my side. God is for me. Who can be against me? No one. Look, keep pushing forward. Keep taking that step. Yes, you're going to fall, but get back up and keep pushing forward, because you'll eventually get out of the gauntlet, that battle. You're going to come out on the other side stronger than you went in. You'll be battle tested, battle tried. And you may come across someone later on that says, man, I'm going through this battle. And you're like, I've been there. Let me help you. Let me pray for you. Let me give you some advice. Keep pushing. Keep pursuing God. Keep pushing yourself. You know, dreams. Let's talk about dreams for a minute. Desires. I have dreams. I have desires and some things that I'm pursuing. Your dreams that actually I'm excited for and I'm pursuing. And I'm praying and seeking the Lord, and the Lord has opened that opportunity for me. And, you know, and I've thought about, man, why did it take so long to get to this point? I've had this dream. I've had opportunities, but I've never taken them, or they've never been there for me. And you may have been experiencing the same. situation where you're sitting there going, man, I have a dream. I want to pursue it, but it doesn't seem like anything is working out for me. Don't lose the dream. God has given you that dream. God has given you that desire. He just hasn't opened the doors yet for you to pursue it. That doesn't mean stop pursuing. That means that you're going to have to do and pray what the Lord has you do and pray for and what His will is for you in that time. And then He will open the door. One day He will open the door and say, all right, it is my will for you to do this. And then you have a choice. Are you going to stay comfortable with where you're at? Or are you going to actually step up and say, all right, I'm going to pursue this dream. I'm going to pursue God's will. I'm going to pursue with my whole heart. And we talked about last time pursuing the Lord. And that ought to be our ultimate starting point. Does my dreams, does my desires line up with my desire with the Lord? Does it line up with His will? Many times we try to push our dreams and our desires through. And we push and we push and we push. And then God says, okay, I'll give it to you. And then you realize once you get it, oh boy, I'm not ready for this. Look, I've lived a life pretty similar to Jonah's. The Lord speaking and leading and pursuing my life, my heart. I kept running away from Him. It didn't line up with what I wanted. Things kept failing. Things kept falling. And then there was this evangelist that came and preached, and he spoke on spiritual troubleshooting. Now, me, I am a second year apprentice working for an electrician. And troubleshooting is kind of a big thing that we do. There's a situation that goes on. We typically don't know what's going on, so we go in and troubleshoot. Start with the basics and then work our way up. As I was sitting there in church as he was preaching, I was sitting there going, everything is falling apart around me. Everything I do, it just dissolves into dust. Everything is just keeps hitting a wall. Everything I do. All my prayers just fall. And leading up to this point, I thought I was saved. I thought I accepted Christ when I was 7 years old in Sunday school. And throughout my life, I grew up in a pastor's home. Parents who loved me and who raised me right. Taught us the word. But I started having doubts. I kept shoving them off to the side, you know, thinking, nah, you know, it's just the enemy trying to put doubt in my mind, trying to make me question my salvation, my faith. There were times where I actually thought during invitations throughout my time growing up, I just felt a pressing upon my heart. I'm not saved. I was like, nah, that's probably the enemy. And I just kept pushing it off. Until August 2023. There's some things, some trials, some battles I was going through. And I realized God is not on my side. I realized that I'm only fighting things by myself. Every step that I've taken up to this point, it's only by God's grace and mercy has He allowed me to do these things. And I sat down and I was sitting there in church and listened to this evangelist preach, and God hit me with a 2x4 sort of say, and it was like He said, you don't have me in your heart. You don't have me in your life. And I mean, I have never been at a fork in the road before. And it was pretty much choose me or deny me right there in that pew. And I remember I was just questioning on, oh my word, why? Like, I thought I was. And man, I remember I went into my house that Sunday and I looked at my wife and I said, I am not saved. I don't have God in my heart. And I mean, I couldn't believe I said that. I couldn't believe that I didn't. And it felt like a do or die moment. And my wife told me that I had like this look like I had seen a ghost on my face. And I instantly, as soon as I told her that, I turned around and ran back to the church, drove back to the church. And I called my pastor and I talked to him and I prayed and I accepted the Lord in my heart. And man, was I missing out. I'm 28 years old and all that time I'd missed out on the Lord. There were things that I was going through. And man, whenever I accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior, man, the change in my life, the brighter life God. I mean, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. It was incredible. And that's what I want for you too. I want you to experience God's love. I want you to experience the saving grace of God. He died on the cross for our sins. He paid the penalty for you. He died on the cross, was buried in the grave, 3 days later was rose again, and He sits at the right hand of the Father for you. It's a free gift. You don't have to do anything but just ask and you shall receive. Just ask Him into your life. There's going to be change. Get into your word, or into God's word. Get into the Bible. Pray. Seek His face. Get into church more than once a month. Fellowship with other believers. Talk to your pastor. Ask him to pray for you. Commune with your pastor. Commune with God. Because there's going to be battles in your life that you can't face alone, no matter how tough you think you are. J.O. Frazier said this, "Praying without faith is like trying to cut with a blunt knife. Much labor extended to little purpose. For the work accomplished by labor in prayer depends on our faith. According to your faith, not labor, be it unto you." Listen, pray and you seek God's face, are you believing? Or are you just throwing a prayer up there, hoping maybe you'll get something out of it? Look, sometimes we just pray because we want God. Let me rephrase this. Sometimes we pray just with words. Sometimes we pray, we just throw it up. Say, God, catch it. And then there's praying, believing and trusting God, knowing God is going to do what is best. We may not understand it, but God knows. Look, take the time to seek His face. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to be your Savior. His arms are wide open. He wants to be with you. He wants to be in your heart. He wants you to believe on Him. Don't turn Him away. Don't deny Him. Pursue Him. Run to Him, not away from Him. He wants nothing but to love you and to show you an incredible love. Look, I know it takes time and patience, and I know that you sit there and you're wondering, I don't know if I could wait anymore. I don't know. I'm struggling. Man, I understand. I'm here for you. I do. I pray for all of you listening. And it's incredible that you are here listening. And I am just so honored and grateful I get the opportunity to talk with you and to sit down with you and to have a conversation. I know there are times that are hard, and I know, man, you may have had a list already set up, but you already are failing your time. But that's okay. Look, just keep pursuing the Lord, keep loving the Lord, and keep finding and following after Him. Thank you for listening to the Truth Seeker Podcast. I pray that you would just keep looking unto the Lord and keep serving Him.